There was this village in Africa that any time they had a celebration, the whole village would get together and sit cross-legged on the ground as they ate their meal together. A young man from the tribe was given the opportunity to study in the United States. After his studies, he returned home to his tribe in Africa. The people had a feast in his honor. Seeing everybody sitting on the ground, the young man explained to them that civilized people sit at a table. So the elders decided to bring a table into the village. But the table was just big enough for 8 people. Soon everybody was quarreling over who got a place at the table. After months of bickering, the elders went to the young man and told him, "Look at what you have done to us. There is no sharing, no unity, no community." Later that night, the young man took an axe and he chopped up that table. When morning came, he told the village, "I want to see unity and harmony return to us." That same day, the elders gave a feast, and everybody sat on the ground again. There is a lesson somewhere in that story for us. You know, we say that our God is a community. Or at least we say that our God is a Trinity, which means the same thing as a community. We often talk about the persons in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Less often do we talk about the unity among them, a unity that is at the core of who God is. The scriptures tell us that God is love. And in making that statement, we are laying the foundation for a community. As we all know from experience, love only exists where there is somebody else to love. We can't say we're a loving person if there's nobody for us to love. The same must be true with God. If God is love, then there has to be somebody for God to love. So we find in God the lover, whom we call the Father, the one beloved, whom we call the incarnate Son, and the love between them, which is the Spirit. In saying that, we can think of the Trinity as a sort of divine dance, so perfectly choreographed that it is a ceaseless flow of unity. That is why we say that within God, there is a community of persons bound together by the love that they share. Central to our understanding of God, then, is the belief that God is a oneness, a unity. Yes, a community of persons. Now, it's just as important for us to remember here that we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. We learn that from the creation story in Genesis. There we hear the Lord God say, "Let us make human beings in our image, after our likeness." Did you listen closely? That's not the royal "we" that we're hearing as God speaks, as if Queen Elizabeth was speaking. That's God giving us a clue about who he is. And who he is a "we," not a "me." And within a few verses, we hear God say, "It is not good for the man to be alone." We find him creating a companion for the man so that there can be a community of life and love. What we find here is that we are designed by God to be with others, just as he is with others. That means we are who we are meant to be when we are together, when we are holding hands one with another, when we are dancing to the music of God. There was a story in the newspapers last year about a potential tragedy that was averted. A family was at the beach at Panama City. The mom realized she couldn't see her 8 and 11-year-old sons anymore. Then she spotted them far out in the water, where they were caught in a rip current and unable to swim back to shore. Members of the family tried to swim to the kids, but then they were caught in the same current. That's when fellow beachgoers headed into the water, and they all linked arms to form a human chain that could withstand the current. There were 70 people in that human chain that saved those boys. See what happens when we're together. When we remember we're made to be together, because we are made in the image and the likeness of God. Of course, the sad thing is, we do forget. Too often we think of ourselves only as individuals. So we ignore others and we live just for ourselves. What happens then is that we fail our common humanity as we turn a blind eye to our God-likeness. We see the results of our isolationism all around us. We see it in wars, in enmity, distrust, fear, apathy, not to mention greed, prejudice, cruelty, selfishness, and loneliness. Earlier this year, the Prime Minister of Great Britain announced the formation of a new cabinet-level appointment. The title for that cabinet appointment is Minister for Loneliness. Minister for Loneliness. The new appointment is in response to a study that shows over 9 million people in Great Britain suffer from chronic or continuous loneliness. Over 200,000 elderly people go for months without any meaningful conversation with family or friends. Half of those in the country over 75 years old live alone. And 85% of disabled adults reported feeling lonely. Prime Minister May said, "For far too many people, loneliness is the sad reality of modern life." Let's be clear here. We know it's not only in Great Britain. We ourselves have created a culture of individualism where the common good, common goals, and a shared humanity are on the wane. The result is a broken world with our lives estranged from one another. We have forgotten whose image and likeness we are to mirror. Today, as we focus our attention on the Holy Trinity, we find ourselves looking not only at the community that Father, Son, and Spirit form, but also at the community that we are called to form as we reflect the unity of God. We find our meaning in life when we realize we live for and with others. If we deny that truth, then we deny who God is and who we are. A brief word to the graduating seniors. You do not stand here alone. You are at this important moment in your lives because of a community of love that has supported you and cared for you. Parents, siblings, teachers, friends. As you enter into the world, remember you do not go alone. You go with others and for others. We become our best selves when we help others become their best selves. We all know that a rope is made up of many strands of material. A single strand can do very little by itself. But bound together, many strands can do great things. As God is a community, strive then to be always a part of a community of love.